Rigging repairs have gone on with the Brakey Theater. We have reviewed and we have now developed, and the paperwork is in hand, to do something about the directories on this campus. Again, we're trying to be proactive as we begin to prepare our students and faculty and staff for fall term. When they come on campus, we're hoping that all of the directional signs will read accurately. So that's what we're working on now. And JDC has been targeted for cleaning. You know, we know about the numerous complaints. So there are some plans, and we actually have a schedule about what's going to be done regarding the locker rooms, the showers. So there is a plan. We know that there's been an ongoing issue regarding the treads on the stairs in the various buildings. We have completed one building, that's the education building, and we are now working, I believe it's in Harold Washington Hall. And we will just move from building to building until those treads have been replaced. Yes?
Just one question about the JDC, because a lot of students are often in that building. Just like the other building, but when can that plan be made available? Or is it the plan to clean it be made available? Will it be published in the building, or will only certain individuals?
If you're requesting it, I will ask Ms. King to provide that information.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
I also would like to take this time to go through each division, because it's important that we know what's going on within each division. First of all, the custodial division. I'm sure many of you have noticed that in each of the bathrooms, we have new soap dispensers, foam filled, they're more cost efficient, as well as fragrance deodorizing systems. I want to just continue. What I've also asked each of the units to do, to report out how many work orders we're receiving on a weekly basis, and to provide me with an update so that we are prioritizing those work orders and we can also see that we are accomplishing, meeting the requests as they come in. 41 work project orders have been completed since November 2008, and this is just for custodial staff. We just experienced spring break. There was an immaculate cleaning. JDC pool, there was cleaning there. The dance studio, the running track, carpet cleaning in the library, the education lecture halls, the lockout classrooms, and more importantly, the computer labs in the Harold Washington Hall as well as education building. All of that was completed during spring break, those 5 days. I'm moving on to the grounds division. The grounds division, they've worked very diligently. We've gotten through the winter, and now what we're doing, we're focusing on the spring and summer. Already they've removed the snow fences and they've begun the aeration of our grounds to make certain that they're going to be ready when it comes time for plowing. We have purchased 3 additional lawnmowers of industrial size that are going to be more efficient to make certain that the grounds are kept and they're as beautiful as they've always been. In addition, to assist parking, now we have a contract, the parking department has a contract, parking does not report to me, but parking has a contract whereby the vendor or the contractor comes in and does major repair work to the pavement and to the parking lots. But given we have had a number of potholes, I've had students to come to my office complaining about potholes as well as others, faculty and staff. And what facilities has done, and what they did do, they put a temporary patch on trying to fill the potholes. When the information is presented, they go out, and I think that they've done a commendable job. Doesn't mean that we don't have more potholes. Yes?
Just one quick question regarding that. We have commencement coming up, and I'm a driver. I drive on campus. Mm-hmm. But I'm still in favor of the UPass. We have commencement coming up. When you enter campus, the main entrance on 95th, those dangerous potholes that I've seen on campus, you can literally tear up the undercarriage of your car coming into campus the wrong way. Is there a possibility that before we have this large influx of traffic, that those potholes can be addressed, or is that not possible?
I think that that's major because there are two things. One, when we were in Springfield, as a matter of fact, we had an opportunity to talk to the legislators about the potholes as you enter the campus, because that's City of Chicago property. Once we get through our gates, that becomes university property. But I know that there have been some temporary patches, and I don't know when the vendor is scheduled to come and begin the pavement, the major pavement work. And I'm, you know, definitely I will, you know, I will discuss this matter with other administrators, but I don't know when they're scheduled to come on campus. But I can definitely try to find out for you.
Please, it's very important.
Pardon me, on that question, who is the parking lot vendor and or concessionaire? What's the name of the company?
Dr. Jessman.
The parking lot vendor?
No, the
parking.
Contractor who does the major pavement work.
Oh, I have to get that information. I don't know the name of the company.
You said vendor. I thought, is this?
It's a contractor. I'm not sure.
Is this maintenance or it's operation under contract? Who collects the money? Okay, so it's not a concession. It's a, you're talking about someone who maintains it.
Right.
Thank you.
Dr. Westbrook, just a question. Have we reported the potholes on 95th in St. Lawrence to the Alderman? Because I know that there's been some economic stimulus money provided to each ward to deal with those potholes. So have we, as facility, called the Alderman at all to report it?
If not, you might want to check it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Check that.
I can do that. Okay. Carpentry has responded, the carpentry unit has responded to 501 work orders since November. And these projects have included floor and tile replacements in the new library, modular furniture build out to assist in Douglas Hall, specifically the pharmacy program, and in Cordell Reed, as well as the installation of the stair treads in education. The painting unit, it has received 35 work orders, and the paint jobs include the corridor upgrades in science, multiple projects in education in Harold Washington Hall, as well as other campus areas. The electrical unit, it has received 182 work orders. The projects include Ticketmaster office in the Convocation Center, electrical repair work in the new library, research program expansion at Cottage Grove, and IT expansion in Douglas Hall. The engineering division has received 237 work orders. Due to the large number of plumbing-related complaints, the unit is undertaking a comprehensive building-by-building survey of what's needed. Due to better planning and the pool upgrades, the work has resulted in better pool maintenance. The pools recently passed the City of Chicago inspection with no major outstanding issues, so I'm pleased to announce that. I'm almost finished, bear with me. The safety division, the staff is working on multiple year-end projects. Two projects are underway, which involve the removal of hazardous instruction related to materials from the Education 108. Because what we're trying to do is we're trying to take those rooms and construct classrooms. Right now, they were dedicated for either carpentry or wood making, but we know that we are in dire straits for having more classrooms, multi-purpose type classrooms. Chemistry and biology. Ongoing pesticide training for the grounds crew is scheduled for completion early April. A campus-wide replacement of all fire extinguishers. Those requisitions have been approved, and we will have them in every building because it is required. Fire extinguishers that work. The fire extinguishers in question cannot be tested or certified to meet industry guidelines. And the staff is working on the development of campus evacuation maps and labeling of building stairwells for emergency communication. And again, we need to have all of this in place to welcome our new students as well as staff and faculty. The College of Pharmacy project You know, I can go on and on, but I believe Trustee Sutton asked in earlier today about the funding request and why we need so much more money. Phase three, you know, we don't have any funding for that. And what phase three includes, 20 faculty offices, an adjunct faculty suite, which will just have the cubicles, a dean's suite of offices, experimental education suite, two lecture halls, and a 110-seat capacity each, a multi-purpose teaching area, a student center, 300 lockers, three laboratories, storage space, bathrooms, and additional support space for conference areas. So that's why we need the dollar amount. And I know we know that it's because of this plan that the accrediting body, you know, we had the site visit, and we had a chance to talk with the site team yesterday, and Dr. Pogue, I'm sure, will provide an update at the next, at the board meeting. Let me move on to the
The last time I was in this, the facility, the architect advised that they were very much concerned about receiving an additional $500,000 with which to do the total of complete the build out of phase one. I pressed Chairman Bolin as well as Maloney to get that money right away. Did it get here?
Phase one is completed.
So that means that the money came in and we were able to pay the vendor?
The vendor's have been paid.
The money has been received. I'm not sure if the money's been received yet. The paperwork was submitted a few weeks ago to get the rest of the money, but I have not.
Well then, wait a minute, let's collapse it then, because Trustee Sutton is pressed to get out of here. Let me say this, then my assumption is that if the total build out is now complete, then the money must have come in and or we must have
reallocated
or did some intercompany borrowing in order to make it happen. Okay, thank you very much.
The answer is yes. The new library project, restoration wall work has been completed due to the water infiltration that occurred over the Christmas holidays. There have been several small projects in the library. We've completed the related flooring, elevator repairs, book drop relocation, because I know that that was something that the students were really asking for, having a book drop location external to the library, as well as the placement of outdoor furniture. The convocation center, and I mean, basically everything is in my report, but you know, I've already outlined the painting.
Then we'll receive your report.
Okay.
You don't have to go through it.
I've
already read it while you were talking, so, and I think Trustee Sutton has as well.
Okay.
So.
A lot of this stuff came into place after you've taken over that area? Or was it on before you took over?
We work as a team here at Chicago State.
Oh, wow, okay.
So I don't want to say it was because of me.
Okay, well, good job to everybody who's been helping out over there.
Okay, we're now open for employee and public comment.
It was painful to listen to the provost and vice president for academic affairs talk about work orders. That level of minutia for such a senior administrator is troubling. As an incentive and motivation to the CSU community, does the board think it would be helpful for the Office of Institutional Advancement to publicly post the lifetime giving to CSU of all current and former board members? Because I will be asking Kate when I see him. Oh, Kate, I'm going to be asking you formally to show that so I can post it publicly to the community, for the faculty at least. And would the board think it appropriate to publicly acknowledge the impact on morale of police officers working without a contract since last year? And can this body put to rest rumors, because for some reason I end up being rumor control, that the administrator managing the Convocation Center requested a $17,000 pay increase of the president, and when that request was denied, that administrator went to a member of the board to approve or accomplish that pay increase. And I hope that the board would be willing to refute that categorically, as that would be an inappropriate use of board power. And does the board require an annual audit of student activity fees? I'm a little disappointed that Dr. Brown wasn't here, at least in Dr. Johnson's stead, as he's out on professional commitments, to answer the questions about student activity fees to determine both the financial accountability and compliance with university rules about the use of such monies. And finally, given the university's anticipating though, 20 material findings, the third year in a row of increased findings, do you think the board has demonstrated its, I don't know, ineptness enough to warrant its resignation or removal?
The Dr. Beverly, there was the second question I was trying to write down. What was that one? One was the you had several questions. Some that need to be responded to. Others I may not be able to respond to. Just quickly go over the questions. One was pay increase with respect to what?
The administrator managing the Convocation Center.
Okay.
And the impact on morale of the police officers working without a contract.
Police officers contract.
Reported in this
yeah.
committee.
Police officer contract.
And then an annual audit of student activity fees money. And I only asked that because I didn't hear the student trustee ask for anything mm-hmm. like that in this meeting.
And the other one?
Just the institutional advancement, publicly posting the lifetime giving of all current and former board members, because I believe that's all public information under FOIA.
Okay. Well, number one, for the pay increase, I'm pretty sure that that's not something that would come to the board, and certainly has not been a matter that has come to this board chair. And I think that you rightfully,
or this board member,
rightfully observe that that would be totally inappropriate for the board to engage in that level.
Thank you,
Number
Mr.
two, be advised that this chair nor the board required work order representations being made by Dr. Westbrook. That was her own election. And since I do a lot of property management, let me assure you that the last thing I would have asked the provost to do was to come and discuss work orders. All right?
So she will be relieved of that in future.
Well,
meetings?
That's up to her. She chose to put that out. I'm not,
okay.
That's not a mandate from the board.
Great.
And let me keep on though. With respect to the audit, the last audit and the previous audit and previous audit, all you got to remember, an audit reflects the managers, an audit that is mandated by the board and the government. Audits management, not board. It audits management. Board is responsible for ensuring that management performs its duties. So the audit findings that will come before or come from to us within a matter of weeks will be for Dr. Elnora Daniels' last year. And I think that while the president may or may not want to, we may not always see eye to eye on things, but he will assure you that this board chairman has repeatedly said that he is not responsible for anything that happened at this school prior to July 1, 2008.
That's correct.
Period.
Correct.
Not at all. Therefore, these audit findings have to be borne by the prior administration or prior management. And when we get the audit of 2010 at this time, the findings will be related to Dr. Frank Polk's administration. So there's no audit right now of him and will not receive that audit. His administration will not receive that audit until June or so, or May or so of 2010.
Okay.
Thank you for answering the question. I didn't ask that question, but thank you.
You said that the board, by these audit findings being made, I had to explain to you what the audit process is and how it works. And what I wanted to do, again, was to repeatedly make sure that none of these audit findings that we will receive in a matter of days have anything to do with this school operating since July 1, 2008, all the way to now. And remember, it was this board that made the decision not to renew Dr. Daniels' contract. This board did. And it was this board that recruited Dr. Frank Pohl, this board, because we thought that he would be able to manage this place for a year in order to minimize or mitigate many of the audit findings that we had suffered repeatedly. Okay?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
Good afternoon, Lori Walter, Associate Professor of Zoology. Much of what I have to say to you is the same as what I said last time.
Can you step back, because it's a little fuzzy.
I beg your pardon. Much of what I have to say is the same as what I said last time, so in the interests of everyone's time, I will skip to the parts that are new. This is an open letter to the Chicago State University Board of Trustees, signed by 80-some members of the Chicago State University community. And let me add, I'm sure we could easily have doubled that had we circulated it to the students. This one doesn't include students. And the part that's different, despite language in the governing policies of the Board of Trustees that reads, quote, "In order to promote shared participation in responsible and wise decision-making, the appropriate and duly constituted committees of faculty government shall participate in the decision-making process of the university in the following areas, : selection of administrative officers as well as of the president of the university, end quote. The board rendered the search advisory committee meaningless to the selection process, etc. Let me add that clearly the search advisory committee felt the same by their act, as demonstrated by their actions earlier today. Copies of this have been sent to Governor Quinn, to Senator Maloney, and to Representative Bolin.
Next.
My question was going to be to Dr. Johnson, but I want to address the board as well. As far as the UPAS, it's a time-sensitive matter, and I will hope that the Board of Trustees can make it another action item on the 29th, seeing that the survey is completed and ready to give out to the students. And I believe that 12 days is long enough to get information regarding students' opinions on the UPAS, so we can make another action on the 29th at the next meeting, please.
Yes, Mr. Chair, can I just say that was the goal. And when we sit together and look at the data and prepare the resolution to get to the board, we can do that. I don't see any reason why we can't.
My first question is, when do you guys receive your board books? The materials that you are looking at during the meeting?
Could you state your name, please?
Oh, my name is LaVon James, student, doesn't even matter, LaVon James.
Okay. It varies, it depends upon.
When did you receive that one specifically?
I'm sorry?
When did you receive this board book?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
Was it predate a week?
But what's the point of your question?
Well, the point of my question
and
is,
maybe Dr. Westbrook can maybe really answer that, because it's a plenary question that you've raised that reflects upon her office. So let her answer the question.
Dr. Williams.
I'm sorry.
Dr. Williams. In terms of when the board members receive this binder?
Yes.
Well, we initially had a board meeting on the 9th. So generally what we do is that if we get the board materials from the appropriate administrators and staff people, by policy, we should get it to board members 10 days in advance, but that never happens. Generally about 2 or 3 days before.
Okay. In your board book, do you have a collection of highlights and notes?
Pardon me?
question is to Dr. Finney. Does he have a collection of highlights? Why don't you make your statement?
This is a time for not cross-examination of the board. This is a time for you to make your comment publicly.
I am making my questions. But I don't have anything. After I ask my questions,
well,
and you
may answer your question. I can choose to answer.
So that I can make a comment based off of your answers. And sir, I find it very disappointing to see you reading through materials that are pertinent to this university standings that deal with millions of dollars of budget money when we only have so few dollars accredited to this university. And it just, I find that very appalling, to say the least. And then on top of that, sir, do you have any formal training, or does any member of this committee have any formal training in accounting?
Are you finished?
Budget planning.
Are you finished?
I'm asking you.
Are you finished?
No, I'm not finished.
Once you're finished, then we'll answer your question.
Okay, when I'm finished.
Once we answer, there will be no further comment from you.
I don't know if you can do that, sir. Can you?
Well, yes, I can.
Okay. Is that Dr. Bradley?
Because I'm the chairman of the committee, and so okay. I can do that. This is a time for public comment, not public debate.
You're absolutely right.
All right.
So, as I said, I'm asking, do you have any formal training in business as far as cost accounting, general accounting, managerial accounting, or in any shape, form, formal training?
The answer is yes. The answer is
and
I took one account. Let me finish your question.
Principles.
If you don't want me to finish the answer, then do not stand in that, and we'll go to the next person. Because we have been here now for 5 hours.
So have I.
Well.
I finished.
I'm finished.
Yes, you have. Okay.
It's not apparent today.
Hello, I'm a student. My name is, I'm a graduate student in physical education department, and I've been here for 4 years, and I really appreciate that you are concerned about student income being able to pay the tuition that you're asking for the increase. But if we're getting more money in BOG or whatever that is, where they give the free money to students, and then you're taking it back to get paid salaries, I don't see how students will be benefiting from the increase of the money that's coming in for them to manage their household and go to school. I would like to ask how many proposals for money have been done by the faculty or the board of trustees that are bringing money into the school.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I want to know how many have been submitted.
That is a very let's try to get a decent answer for you, ma'am. Do you have any more questions?
Oh yeah. And another thing, I think we should come up with, like you were saying, some alternative funding. There are people who graduated from Chicago State who work here, who are working on their fourth degree, but they're not paying for 4 degrees, but they're still working here. So there should be some type of limit. If you want to get 4 degrees, you should be looking to go somewhere else and work so you can open up a job for somebody else, it's a reason to get degrees. You're taking up chairs that other students could come in and take classes. I'm just asking questions.
I'm going to have to say this because I have a job to do and I've got to get the job before 6 o'clock or else I've got another problem.
I'm
just simply saying that please keep your comments short because you've got another person who's standing behind you, and then I don't want to have to adjourn the meeting on him. Okay.
I'm not trying to interrupt anything. I'm a student. I just want to make some suggestions or get some answers funding other than from students because.
Ma'am, I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you please to step down and let the gentleman behind you speaking. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Michael O'Connor, and I'm a student here. The question that I have a very simple question concerning the grants. Could you reiterate once again? I understand that $22.5 million was given to the, or has been given to the school by Congressman Davis. Is that correct?
Yeah.
$1 million?
Yeah. And you know, you might, some of these questions are not necessarily the staff will be here. If you've got questions pertinent to the report, this is a report that we receive. And so we got it just from the staff as well as you. So if you, they'll be here. So if you want to address the question directly to them after we adjourn, you can.
Okay, who would I address that? I would address that. Okay.
One final note before.
Pardon me?
No, just talking to the chairman. But
okay.
One final note.
I understand that the that in executive session, can you discuss findings as it concerns the Presidential Search Committee? I understand that.
I'm sorry?
Can you discuss the findings of the Presidential Search Committee? I understand there are rumors in the student body that the entire committee except for one person has quit. Can you verify that?
This is not a time for us to go back into that. So if you have any other questions.
So you can't verify that?
Well, you may or may not. So do you have any more questions?
That's the last question. No other questions.
Okay, thank you very much.
So you can't verify it?
I'm not going to sanctify
thank
that one way or the other. Tell Ole Menji I said hello.
One final note.
I'll make sure I do that.
Chairman. Before we adjourn, I just have one final question of the administration. Is it possible, I don't know if the persons in here or the administrators in here could provide this information, but at the next board meeting, can we have a preliminary accounting of student activities funds, what it was used for the last three quarters present at the next board meeting, or will it take longer? And who would be responsible for that charge?
I got it.
Okay.
I'm going to have to entertain a motion to adjourn. Please, trustee, confer with
the board. And the motion is moved.
It's been moved.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
Trustee Sutton?
Yes. Thank you.